Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
California Public Utility Commission proposing a $24 monthly flat fee aimed at making electrifying your home and car more affordable.
For more on this, we're going live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, my understanding is what? Electric rates would go down, but this $24 flat fee would make up the difference?
Yeah. What we're talking about here is a plan that's now in front of the Public Utilities Commission. It's up for a vote next month. It's pretty contentious. It was started by the state legislature a couple of years ago in a little reviewed, little watched bill that just basically said, you know, we're charging way too much for people that can't afford their electricity in the state. We need to do something about it. There was an idea we talked about last year about the idea of having your utility bill based on how much you make rather than how much you use. Well, that didn't go over really well, okay? And lawmakers are still a bit up in arms about it. But right now, as it stands, what we're talking about here is, yes, what they would do is they'd take your electrical bill, and, you know, part of your bill is for electricity. The other part is for increased cost of, let's say, wildfire protection or solar subsidies for people that have panels on their rooftops, or, let's say, programs for lower income people that can't necessarily pay their bills. All those different things, you know, also to entice us for more clean energy, they rise the cost of electricity as well. So what they're talking about is saying, let's split it. We're going to have, let's say, a rate for our electricity, and it's not going to include these fees, and then a $24.15 a month fee for those extra services or those other add-ons that aren't exactly buying and selling electricity. They're the other programs that go with it. It's a way to split the bill. I'm not sure if it's going to keep the bills that much lower, but that's where they're headed right now.
The break appears to be along party lines.
Oh, very much so. What we had was some Republicans, especially from Southern California, saying, look, there's still a lot of questions here. It might be $24 this year, but what's it going to be down the line? Are these fees going to be going up? What's the setup here? Now, what we had is the Democrats turned around and said, let's have the California Public Utilities Commission sort of work that out. So what we had was the Democrats just basically have not voted on any amendments to the plan, which sails it over to the California Public Utilities Commission, which is so typical. I mean, the lawmakers in Sacramento come up with an idea, then they hand it over to the bureaucrats and the directors of these not directly elected authorities to implement it. Kind of takes the heat off them in an energy way. So it's we're going to see how it goes. If it goes in front of the commission and early May, and we'll see how they vote and we'll see how people react. But they're trying to get a balance between sticker shock and keeping the lights on.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.